well with cheerful eyes and prayers and patience, we waited for this day. And this is the day God gives us. Santa Fe Shrine of Our Lady of Malache. Our Lady is waiting for us. And we are the first pilgrims. We are getting ready to make that pilgrimage to Our Lady. This time, now. And when we make that pilgrimage, let us be grateful to God for making this day possible. This day is something God gives us. When Father Julian, former pastor, decided to offer this opportunity, he wanted only to make it into a family movie theater instead of a drive-in theater for the night. But today, today, it is becoming a place of pilgrimage to Our Lady. They are already welcoming us to make us closer to her Son, Jesus, to listen to our prayers, to listen to our sorrows and joys. This is our day. And thanks to our bishop, Bishop invited all of you and you are here. Today, when you make that pilgrimage, I want you to keep remembering our bishop's dream, our bishop's vision, our bishop's plan for this diocese, offering this diocese and tender faithful to Our Lady. Our Lady. Every nook and corner of the diocese and our city. A devotion to the Blessed Mother and true Mother to the Son. That's the dream of our beloved bishop. A new divine visitation. And we are part of that story. We are part of that story. And we are so grateful to Bishop Snyder, to be with us, Jack Snyder. Over 20 years he led our diocese with a great dream and plan. And after 15 years of retirement, he is the only active bishop after retirement, still working for prison ministry, still working with the high school, named after him, still working to reach out to the young people who need prayer. And thank you, Bishop Snyder, to be with us today. Has reminded us how the deanery of Gainesville was waiting for this day. And we thank you, all the priests who came all the way from North Jacksonville to from Our Lady, Lady Lake in the villages. Here we are. And then we are consecrated sisters, our beloved deacons, and the staff from the Catholic Center. So many of the friends of St. Matthew coming all the way from different places. You took a sacrifice to be with us, he said, in response to the invitation of the revelation. But I want you again to highlight the Honorable Mayor of the City of High Spring, Mayor. As I mentioned, this day would not have been possible without a bishop's dream. But to execute that dream, we have to depend on some terrific times. And this parish community has been always been blessed since we started the renovation of this building. Three groups of people. Our architect, Jay, can you just, there we are. From the Yoina Construction, Jay. And there is one special name whom I just made 500 trips from Palm Coast to here. Richard Beck, our consultant. So if you can appreciate this sanctuary you will be really appreciating the new sanctuary, the architect there, Joyner Construction Company, and our consultant, Richard Becker, created for us. You will really appreciate it. And then we need benefactors. When you look at the face of that statue, please remember the benefactor behind it. That statue is kind of dedicated to Anne Scar, thanks to Lester, her beloved husband. Lester? And without my parish family, nothing. Is Jane here? No, she's there. Big Fernando is here? No, he's also outside. So when we continue to take this pilgrimage, we pray for the dream of our bishop to come true. We pray for our bishop and for the dream, and we are all part of that dream because you are here today. And after this pilgrimage to the shrine, we all gather in the hall here. That will be the time for you personally to thank our bishop and all the clergy, the deacons, and our religious sisters, and all the distinct guests. So please join the St. Martin parish family gathering there. Our ministers are waiting for all of you. Let our daily partnership pray for us and bless us today as we make our first pilgrimage. And let this not be the last of our pilgrimage. Bring all your friends and family to the shrine. Our shrine will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our daily masses will be there. Our preparation 3 days a week will be there. Other special events, keep consulting the bulletin. Thank you once again. May God bless all of us.
We are also very happy that Ed Murphy, the director of the Basilica of the Immaculate Conception, Jacksonville, here with us, as well as Eric Johnson, the director of the Mission Nombre de Dios, for the shrine of Our Lady of the Next in the new shrine, and the historic shrine are there on the Mission Nombre de Dios. Thank you for your participation.